Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
So today we're going to be talking about making and feeding hay.
Correct. You know, we're in the middle of hay season and, cool season grasses. We're starting to wrap up baling the fescues and the bromes, but we still have alfalfa hay to cut, and we have, our native grasses that we'll harvest as well. What I want to talk about a little bit today is some of the locations where we can have losses or some of the important factors when we're putting hay up. The stage of maturity at harvest is one of the most important factors that we have that affects forage quality. We typically have deadlines or dates that we want to cut, like alfalfa by or those kind of things. And like for alfalfa, we want to bale alfalfa when it's at about 1/10 bloom. We want to think about cutting brome when it's smoking. And that's when the pollen is shedding and we see it in the wind, you know, and that's why we call it smoking. This usually occurs in, late May, maybe the 25th of May, if we're just going to throw out a certain date. If we're going to cut fescue, we want to look at cutting fescue when the seed heads first appear. And so that might be as early as late April, maybe early May, depends on the year. Native grasses, they're just right around the corner. We'll want to start them here anytime. You know, July 1 is kind of the time that we like to start thinking about cutting native grass hay. So along with maturity, putting it up at the right moisture content is also very critical. And we more so how it's baled rather than what's being baled. Hay that's baled in small square bales, we want to look at putting that up at a moisture content of about 18 to 20%. We don't want to go over 20%. It can start heating on us and some of those kind of things. Large round bales, we typically, because they're in such a bigger package and more denser packed, we're looking at trying to keep them in that 14 to 18% moisture. And once you get the hay baled, you know, we take it in and we store it and we think, okay. But, you know, there are still so storage losses, and especially if we're storing our hay outside, okay? And the losses that we have there are typically either dry matter losses or they're losses in reduced digestibility for the cattle. And these losses, they depend on a combination of things. It can be the moisture at baling, the amount of rain or snow that we have during the storage period, how well the soil drains where we store the hay. Another factor might be the space between the rows of hay. You know, we butt them up face to face, but how close do we put those rows? And typically we want to leave at least 3 foot, and more is better because we can get sunlight down through there. We can get wind flow through there. It'll dry the soil, dry the hay out better if we have a little more room. Another thing, of course, that affects the dry matter losses, and especially if they're stored outside, is whether we're storing alfalfa or a legume hay outside versus a grass hay. Another thing that is an issue when we store hay for an extended period of time, we'll lose keratin out of the hay. So vitamin A, if we store the hay for over a year, we start to lose vitamin A. That's going to be very critical if you're feeding two-year-old hay to pregnant cows, that kind of thing, because those calves can be born low on vitamin A. They'll be sluggish. They'll be hard to get started. So we want to make sure that we feed a vitamin A source if we're feeding older hay. Along those same lines, there was a study that was put out by South Dakota State that talked about feeding ground hay where they didn't take the net wrap or the twine off the bales and they just ground them whole. What they found was that by feeding these cattle those ground bales where they didn't take the wrap off, there would start to be a buildup of the wrap in the rumen of the cow. And I know K-State's had several questions about this. I know I've had several questions. I've had people that have called me and told me, we've had some real issues, and it can even lead to cow death. So There's other questions that the study's bringing up, though. You know, it's more like, what's the long-term impact on cow longevity? How much wrap does it take in the rumen to really interfere with the digestibility of the feed that we're trying to feed them? You know, there's lots and lots of questions yet to be answered on this study, but hopefully we'll have those answers. And so stay tuned, and we'll talk about them down the road. But anyway, that's all I have for this time. Until next time, stay safe, and want to help tell everybody good luck baling their hay this year.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Coming up Tuesday morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.